Oh man, phenomenal young man, and as you know, just like other guys that I coach with that team, kind of like family. Kyle obviously has two sons, and he's doing great. He's playing professional basketball and doing very well. But Kyle Williams is one of those guys. He's a testament to me and the success that I've had because of a guy like him, because he allowed me to coach him at a high level. And when your best players allow you to coach them, you have a chance to be very successful. Because again, we'd push Kyle hard because we knew what he had in him. But what happened, he'd come back the next day with a smile. He'd come back the next day with energy. And he was one of those guys that it doesn't matter what recruit you had on campus, he was the guy that you wanted him hosting because he did a great job of hosting. But just a complete guy. He's one of those guys when it's all said and done, he's a mayor of a city, athletic director, governor of the state. He's just that type of guy, that type of energy that resonates through our programs.
What about Will Creekmore?
Oh, man. Very intelligent basketball player. So you have a combination of intelligence with toughness. And some of the best footwork for a guy I've been around, especially at his size. I mean, moved his feet strong, tough as nails. He would outsmart guys, phenomenal shot faker, but just a fierce competitor. And Will was mean. I mean, he's probably still mad to this day that he didn't make first team all league. And made second team, he's probably still mad about that first team. And it's like as if it was my fault or something. Like, no, I didn't do the vote, man. It's like, oh, you know, but that's the type of guy he is. No, but he's still playing today, being very successful. But again, the combination of intelligence with toughness made him successful.